Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Well, we do know about history and biology, and we know what's going on. I'm Alex Jones. We have a special guest joining us next segment with huge COVID-19 news. But here's Larry Grassfall, the Green Beret, being recruited at Columbia to take over the U.S., bring in the Chinese, and put 50 million Americans in death camps and kill 25 million of us. Adjusted for numbers today, that'd be about 45 million they'd kill. Here's the report. These people are now in charge.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? Thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. Would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
Like you and me, to let the FDA know that this is completely insane. Because the FDA is the agency that's going to be providing what's called emergency authorization for this vaccine to be shot into 350 million people in the United States, and perhaps many other people in other countries as well. I hope you're getting what I'm saying here.
By the way, John, I'm sitting here while you're talking, and I never interrupt you. This is so bombshell. I read this. You're right. They're admitting that the vaccine is only for something that doesn't basically exist, somebody that doesn't actually get sick, because they're going to keep calling flus and everything COVID-19. They're admitting that it's for something that doesn't even kill you so that they never get judged on the fact that other people die. They're admitting it's worthless because it's based on a whole fraud anyways. So at the base level, this totally discredits it. This is incredible. Sorry to interrupt, but you've got to join me during the full show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. And I'm trying to spread the word about this so people would be motivated to contact the FDA and warn them that we're watching, we're on notice, we're putting you on notice, FDA.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So first, the precedent gets set that, oh, stay in your house 15 days, the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed, flatten the curve. And then it's 2 months and 6 months and a year and 2 years. And now CNN came out today. It's also on MSNBC. It's everywhere. Oh, it's never going to end. We never stop wearing masks again. And, oh, you're going to have a tracker app. And, oh, you're going to have a social credit score. Everything we warned you about, it's now official. Of course, we knew it was in Rockefeller Lockstep. It was in Event 201. They had this all pre-planned. Now it's in mainstream news that China's global lockdown propaganda campaign. They're open for business. We're not. Tablet Magazine, lawyer in a big science research group, got all the examples of them staging people's deaths, people falling down, all of it, to create hysteria. Is COVID itself a hoax? No, it's a weak virus. It's man-made, so Gates can own it. But everything around it's a hoax, the death numbers, the false positives, all of it. But now there's this. This came out today. We're going to play the video in a moment. Governor Cuomo claims coronavirus patients were never sent to nursing homes, even though he and his criminal attorney general, Letitia James, the Soros minion, we had press conferences where they're like, you will go there, we're defending it, and it's an order. But notice they've removed the executive order off the website, but everybody has it saved. Department of Health, New York, Governor Cuomo ordering it. There it is, right there. Coronavirus spreads in New York nursing homes, forced to take recovering patients. April 25th, NBC News. Let's continue. New York will no longer require nursing homes to take COVID-19 patients from hospitals. He reversed the order months later after most of the deaths in New York were from that, May 11th. Remember, though, he says that never happened now. New York's true nursing home death toll cloaked in secrecy. Then they started making it secret. Numbers are it's probably double, probably 12,000. That's August 11th. A license for neglect, nursing homes, and it goes on. Cuomo says transfer of COVID patients from hospitals to nursing homes never happened now. Even though it's on record, it did. 6,300 nursing home patients. 6,300 virus patients were sent to nursing homes, AP, July 6th. It was a lot more than that. But Cuomo now says it never happened, but he won't release the documents. Now he blames President Trump. And I do blame President Trump and myself and all of us for letting these Democrat states like Michigan, Pennsylvania do this to get rid of old people and drive up the COVID numbers they so desperately needed. So here is the first clip. Cuomo administration defends early decision on nursing homes. But now, he says it never happened. Here it is.
Continuing to defend his early policy of requiring nursing homes to accept COVID-positive patients to keep space free in our hospitals, well, a report from the Associated Press says that the state sent more than 4,500 patients recovering from the disease to those nursing homes, and at least 5,700 nursing home residents have died with the virus. The administration claims that it was doing what Washington told them to do.
The policy that the Department of Health put out was in line directly with the March 13th directive put out by CDC and CMS that read, and I quote, nursing homes should admit any individuals from hospitals where COVID is present. Not could, should. That is President Trump's, CMS, and CDC. So I know that there's been a lot of discussion on this topic. There are over a dozen states that did the exact same thing.
all Democrat states to get the numbers up. And yes, Fauci and Gates are running Trump's CDC and NIH. That's a big deal. But here's Cuomo now saying it never happened, period.
And we never needed nursing home beds because we always had hospital beds.
Oh, really?
So it just never happened in New York.
Oh, wasn't overwhelmed?
Where we needed to say to a nursing home, we need you to take this person,
but they ordered
them to. COVID positive. It never happened. We had extra beds. We had extra beds at Javits. We had extra beds at emergency hospitals that we put up all across the state. So it just never happened that we needed a nursing home to take a COVID positive person. It never happened.
All right, to decipher this and another huge COVID development, next segment is John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com, major investigative journalist, worked for some of the top TV stations in the country in news, here with us now. What do you make of this major next-level flip-flopper lie? What's really going on here?
I guess it's complete insanity. I mean, I didn't do it. Yes, I did. He did it. I mean, what is the, there's no argument here. So now he denies that it ever happened. Well, I don't know. That sounds like a psycho to me. I never did what I said I had to do 100 times. You got some of the articles there. There's many others. There's press conferences. There's insistence right in the clip you played. Yeah, we did it. We put these people into nursing homes because the federal government said, or White House said, we had to do it. So we did do it. And then now Cuomo says, no, we didn't. We never did it. No problem. I mean, you know, when are they going to just throw this guy out of office completely? He's a total psycho.
Well, brother, where does this go? What do you think comes next?
Well, the vaccine comes next. They're trying everything under the sun to try to fake it and prove that it's effective so they can unleash it on the people. And, you know, I discussed it yesterday on the show, how the major clinical trials are all fraud, complete fraud. AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna. All these studies on a new vaccine are designed to prove that the vaccine is effective at preventing nothing. In other words, if you have a nothing case of illness that nobody cares about because it cures itself, doesn't need a vaccine at all, then that's what we're trying to show, that the vaccine is effective for those cases.
And this is so sensational.
Yeah.
Start laying it out now. I mean, they admit that they're saying a whole class of flu and cold is COVID. They've never had a vaccine for the cold. They still won't, and so they're admitting in the fine print it's a fraud.
Yeah, the whole thing is, and not only that, but, you know, committing a major fraud in a time of a national disaster, there's a law about that. It's a felony. It's a very serious felony. And I would say there's no more sizable fraud that you could think of than after a declared state of emergency pandemic. These vaccine companies are trying to foist a fraudulent vaccine on the public to make trillions of dollars that doesn't prevent anything. I mean, this is an article in the New York Times. So it's not like this is a secret. And
well,
I know
that's
one
it.
Of
they
reasons.
Have to hide the fraud in plain view or they're liable. But if they admit the fraud up front, then they're covered.
Well, they can try to be covered. I mean, I can see a legal case being made against them completely.
No, I agree. Let's talk about the technicals of the article, and I'll use it as we come back with a full segment, but in the next minute and a half. CNN's saying it's a permanent lockdown, so is Bill Gates. It's not going to go well. Why are they so desperate? Why are they doing this?
Well, they want to shoot everybody on the planet up with a vaccine, and that vaccine is going to become increasingly toxic as far as I'm concerned. They could start off with something very mild and say, see, it's safe. Nobody's having a problem. And then round two, everything starts to collapse. They want this vaccine. Also, here's a detail. The technology called RNA technology It's an experimental type of vaccine. It's never been tried before in the public. It's always caused problems before when it's been studied. I mean, serious problems in people. But if you use this technology, you can make vaccines faster, cheaper, quicker, less expensively. This is why they want to ram through one or another of these RNA vaccines so they can say, hey, we finally got approval from the FDA. Now we can throw all kinds of vaccines and drugs at the public that we can develop in months instead of years. Hey, good, we just discovered 12 new viruses, and we've got vaccines ready to go on all of them because we're using the new technology.
That's right. This is just a rollout of total medical tyranny. And again, they call it a vaccine. It's reprogramming the cell. It's nanotech science fiction hell. We'll be right back with John Rappaport. I'm Alex Jones.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
We can skin a buck. We can run a trot line.
And we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line.
And a country boy can survive. I'm Alex Jones, your host. John Rappaport's here. All the news we cover is super important. But the New York Times in this article, oh, here's the three main vaccines, and guess what? They don't protect you. They could never protect you from a cold. They call everything a cold. They call all the COVID a cold or the flu. They call all that a false positive. But see, then they own the virus itself, so then they can own the patent on the vaccines. That's why they did it. They always said the Holy Grail was to have a cold virus vaccine, but they're too diverse. There's too many. It doesn't work. That's admitted. So they just now claim all colds are COVID, and they have a solution, but the fine print says actually won't protect you. John Rappaport, walk through how huge this is.
Yeah, this is gigantic. So they're looking at 150 cases of what they call COVID-19. That's going to decide the target population of 350 million people in America. In other words, these companies are saying, if we can prove that 150 cases of mild COVID can be prevented by the vaccine, then we're in. Then we get FDA authorization. Then everybody's happy. In fact, it's even less than 150. Could be 100. And, of course, the whole thing, as we've been saying, is total fraud, because FDA, if they were honest, they would say, whoa, 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 whoa. What is this vaccine actually preventing? Are you saying it's preventing something serious that can cause people to die, to go to hospitals, et cetera, et cetera? Or are you saying it can only prevent something extremely mild that nobody cares about because it cures itself anyway and we don't need a vaccine for it? So step up to the plate and tell us the truth. What's the story? This is what the FDA would do if they were honest, and if maybe enough lawyers and scientists out there held their feet to the fire and said, you're not going to approve this friggin' vaccine because we know that it doesn't do anything. It's a total con. It's a total heist. There's trillions to be made.
And again, how it works is Gates puts billions of his money, tax exempt, into other companies he owns a share of to make pure profit. It's a total scam.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I'm a philanthropist, and I'm giving away all this money to these pharmaceutical companies, which, by the way, I also happen to own a lot of stock in. So when I give them my donations, their stock price goes up, and I make money on the other
end. It's the same thing as a stock buyback. That's all he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of, SEC, somebody come in here and say, Bill Gates is a total scammer.
I also looked it up. Guess how much he spent in media buys promoting his foundation and their ideas?
Yeah.
It's over $6 billion the last 5 years alone. He spent $200-something million just last month on good PR for himself. This is incredible. He's bought off the media.
He has. He has bought off the media completely. Oh, I really care about you boys and girls that are covering the news. I'm going to give you a lot of money. Oh, you're going to take this money from a guy who has an agenda that means you can't criticize him? You can't
expose
him?
It's beyond that. They had a show, The Good Doctor, attacking me, a drama show. And at the end, it said, underwritten by Bill and Melinda Gates. He's underwriting drama shows, hospital shows.
Right, right. That's part of the brainwashing. Wall-to-wall hospital doctor shows, medical shows, emergency, injury shows, people wearing white coats, stethoscopes, the whole thing, wall to wall, to completely brainwash the public into thinking life is medical. There's nothing else. When I'm born, I'm in the medical system and I stay there till I die, and they do whatever they need to do to make me live, as opposed to what would happen if I died, if I didn't.
The whole
have
thing
all
is about
drugs.
Making it where humans cannot independently live. It's beyond domestication. Exactly. It's dehumanization. That's their goal, John.
That is. I mean, they decided a long time ago, the Rockefeller people. Look, we're not going to just bring an army onto American soil, and start just shooting people and killing people with major weapons, wearing foreign nation uniforms. That's not the major plan. that could be here and there. But the major plan is we have to declare a certain kind of emergency that immediately brainwashes everybody into thinking we're all transmitters of a disease and we all have to imprison ourselves.
Exactly. We're all the bad guys. It's virtuous to hate ourselves and die and kill the economy and be under their medical tyranny.
Exactly. It's virtuous to be a victim. So here, I'm volunteering. Oh, yeah, I'll be a medical victim. Do whatever you want to me because that's science, and I'm all for science. Okay, we're going to give you a surgery that'll probably kill you, but it's science. Okay, fine. Whatever you have to do because I'm on your side. That's the whole plan. The doctors are in charge. The people who run the doctors are in charge. The Rockefeller Empire is basically,
and for those that don't know, I've had medical doctors on, you name it, that have read the books on it. The Rockefellers, about 100 years ago, took over Western medicine.
Exactly. They said, okay, well, now we need to manufacture drugs using our petroleum products, byproducts, and we can sell this whole idea that we have all these drugs. But in order to sell it, we have to make people afraid of the germ. The germ, the germ, the germ, the germ. It's going to get you. It's going to get you. And brainwash people for 100 years so that when they sprang this coronavirus fraud on everybody and the Chinese locked down 50 million people, whoa. Okay, well, I guess everybody's going to have to do this. And people fell in line like total pods, wearing masks, shuffling down bleak streets in deserted cities, all because somebody brainwashed the population for 100 years, namely Rockefeller, to be afraid, terrified of the germ, the germ, the germ, the germ, the germ. It's complete insanity. It's the immune system, the immune system, the immune system that counts.
Yeah, why do you think Fauci finally had to come out with the UN said vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc isn't good? He had to admit, okay, if you don't have this, you'll die. I think he's been under so much pressure.
Yeah, I guess he is from so many different quarters that he feels like he has to. I mean, because he's making statements all over the place. He says one thing, contradicts himself 2 days later. Like, for example, he said at a press conference, I just want to make sure everybody understands that people with no symptoms do not drive epidemics. They do not drive epidemics. Well, yeah. So why all the insane wall-to-wall news about how many cases of people that have just been diagnosed, all of whom virtually have no symptoms?
And despite the fact they're changing the subject every 5 minutes and changing their story, we're not supposed to question any of their story, or big tech censors us. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. We love you. We appreciate you. You should probably come on the nightly election countdown. That's a very popular show, 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Very soon you host the fourth hour. Do an excellent job on Wednesdays right here in the InfoWars family. We love you. We appreciate you. Now it's up to listeners and viewers to take this information and get it out to folks. The vaccine doesn't protect you. It's all a fraud. It can't, because COVID-19 is a cover for all flu and all colds. But they then say it's COVID for a permanent lockdown. CNN says you will never take the mask off. You're a total slave.
This is your last chance to get a packed power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty.
Please, God, make our hands strong.
In this generation.
Because this is the evil takeover.
Triumph.
This is the whole globalist move. All right, I want to get into the debate. I want to get into the campaign. I want to get into the Democrats submitting. Their whole strategy is to steal the election. I've been hammering it. Alec Alexander's been hammering it for 6 months. Now, finally, I'm glad they're doing it. I'm seeing other publications doing it. I'm seeing even mainstream media come out, but they're trying to brand it as if Trump is not going to leave office. No, no, the Democrats say they're going to contest, and then Pelosi's going to trigger the 20th Amendment where she decides who's president. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Separately. When I get up here and I tell you that this could be the end of InfoWars here in the next few months, it could be the end of America. That's how dire this is. We've never faced a threat since our founding like this. I can't even get in complex formulas like APEC Power Stack the 13 pills that are in this daily AM PM pack. That's why we're having to discontinue this. There's only 14 days at current sales rates left of this, and it'll never be around again. Plus, your purchase funds the operation. Amazing product. 7 pills in the morning, 6 pills at night, AM, PM pack, and it funds our operation. 60% off, and free shipping on that as we clear it out. And it's a great product. It became a bestseller, but we just can't get it anymore. And so we've not reordered it because they can't ship it to us. Separately, when I have a headline like InfoWars Emergency Election Sale, Total Blowout, I've never had a headline like that. And I believe Trump's going to win. I believe we're going to be here on the other side. But without getting into all the stuff going on behind the scenes, we have all these products in stock. And when we sell out of things, we don't have things for order. But we're entering a wheelhouse. We're entering a world where we'll have to basically implode, straggle on in 4, 5, 6 months. And so I'm having to try to fund us out past that in a world where we may not even be able to have product to ship it out to you. We need you to get the supplements and stock up and get that InfoWars t-shirt you never got or get that second one now. And I appreciate you. I'm not saying you should do more. We're just such a critical piece of this. And they basically shut down or curtailed almost everyone else. So Winter Sun Plus with free shipping. So good. Vitamin D3 under the tongue, highest quality with vitamin K for better upload. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted, free shipping. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, still in stock, but selling out, free shipping. Turbo Force, amazing. 10-hour clean energy, so good for you, that is. Free shipping and discounted. Vaso Beats, DNA Force Plus is the most important one to clean out your cells, to clean out your mitochondria, to help your telomeres. PQQ, the CoQ10, DNA Force Plus, 60% off, even though it's going to sell out the next month. We won't get more until December if we're lucky. I've just got to get the funds in. It's that serious. So take action. Don't wait. Nascent iodine, you name it. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. And a product I don't talk enough about, and I'll tell you about it briefly next time. I'm going to go to our guest, is the only nascent atomic iodine in a spray bottle. This is X2, but you can take it internally or externally as a disinfectant. And it lasts a long time, unlike alcohol. It is next level. InfoWarsStore.com. It's your last chance to get it at 50% off because it's close to selling out as well. This is just such a crazy time, such a dangerous time. And what's exacerbating this is not just the enemy attacks, it's the supply chain breakdowns. When you're getting clean supplements, folks, that aren't from China or whatever, when things break down, you can't get them anymore. First it was a few products, then 6 products, then 8 products, then 10 products, then... I mean, this is serious, and it's in the news now about the supply chain breakdowns. But Ali Alexander, Ali, I really appreciate you coming on with us today. There's so much to get into. You've got your great news site. You've got your great Twitter site, F-A-L-I, and, of course, founders.alialexander.com. And you also head up your culture website. I know that you were critical of Trump's performance. I thought overall he won. He was ganged up by 2 people. But what would you have liked to see him do? And then let's shift gears into now the fact that they are going to contest. They're going to spin it that Trump's contesting. If he contests them and how much peril this Republic's in, or maybe you think we're not in peril. We really appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I think, you know, it's been 36 hours. I think I was really hard on him at first, and I still want to be. But maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought. It looks like a lot of people cut out halfway through the debate. It was a nightmare. I mean, Chris Wallace has to be the worst moderator of any presidential debate I've ever seen. And so I just think it left a lot of people with a bad taste in their mouth. But look, I would have liked the president of the United States in the middle of a presidential debate to talk about his presidency. Instead, he was talking about force twigs in California. So I don't really know what President Trump was thinking. There were times where he was strategic. There were times when he was tactical, and then he would let off the gas. There were times when he was petulant. There were times when he would interrupt. There was times when he would defer. It just seemed like they either overprepared him or he was thinking about a national security matter and he was somewhere else. This wasn't the best version of Trump, but that's what I would have liked to have seen.
Well, I agree that Chris Wallace was so annoying that it was very annoying to watch. It's not a real debate. They should have had opening statements, ending statements. They should have had a minute at the end of everything to say whatever they wanted. They should just be 2 men up there on stage going at it.
Exactly. And this is the difference, and you know that. And for your listeners, the difference between a form and a debate is a form is when the moderator has complete control and they ask you questions and you answer them and you're talking to the moderator. But
that's right. This was a forum. This was not a debate. Right. When the Lincoln Douglas debates, there was no moderator. They went up for 15 hours?
Yeah, they could have slugged each other and the crowd would have enjoyed it. And so the interaction that that former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump had that was natural produced a lot of chemistry, good television, and they were actually respectful of each other. It was Chris Wallace who injected negativity into it. It was Chris Wallace who disrupted it in a way that did not produce or facilitate.
Didn't Chris Wallace become the new Megyn Kelly? I predict his career is over.
I predict his career is over, and wait till you see what I'm going to drop. Yesterday, we had 2 viral videos. Right before I went live, we're at 990,000 views on a video my team produced yesterday. So 990,000 views, and it's It's less than 24 hours, so it's 23 hours and 45 minutes. We produced this video that has nearly a million views, and it shows
well,
that Donald
Trump... I missed the video, so we're going to grab it and play it next segment. Tell us the name at Ollie Alexander on Twitter. What's the name of the video? We'll grab it.
Yeah, the name of the video is just, hey, in 2016, this is what Donald Trump told Chris Wallace, and in 2020, this is what it told Chris Wallace. And even my enemies are retweeting it. That's how good the video is. But it shows in 1 minute and 4 seconds that Donald Trump got asked the same question in March of 2016 by Chris Wallace, and he answered it. So now we can prove that Chris Wallace did a bait and switch, and he talked over Donald Trump to interrupt him, because Donald Trump actually denounced white supremacy 3 times during that debate, but I didn't hear it until I watched the replay. But then we released a 1988 video with Chris Wallace on the GOP convention floor with Donald Trump.
Oh, that one.
And it shows that he had extreme animus towards Donald Trump then.
Chris Wallace is a truly slimy person.
He's a little rat. And I got to tell you, I got really angry last night. I said, hey, if by noon you apologize to the American public for stoking racial animus, then I won't release the other additional information that's going to hit way close to home. So today I'm going to be releasing more information about how Chris Wallace is actually a beneficiary of systemic or so-called systemic racism. So his career needs to be over, and I plan to help expedite it.
Well, doesn't he know going up against Trump and interrupting and lying that made him very unpopular with his base Fox News audience?
Of course. But look, Alex, he's pivoting to the next job. Look, Fox News is not going to exist in 3 years. They have plenty of competitors, including yourself and other broadcasters.
Oh, man.
OANN, Sinclair Broadcasting, Newsmax. There's a lot of good people doing a lot of good work, and you bring them on your show. It's a team sport. But what people need to realize is there's not going to be a Fox News in 2 or 3 years. So the Murdoch brothers are selling out their old pa. They're married to liberal wives, and that's who Chris Wallace was auditioning for, and that's who John Roberts is auditioning for today. He repeated Chris Wallace's fake claims.
Well, I want to hear the new information going on Wallace. Hopefully you'll release it here. Ollie Alexander's our guest. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Holly Alexander talks about this video. It's got about 1 million views now. Love the stuff he's churning out, having a big effect. All you can do it as well. Get vocal, get active. That's how we defeat the globalists. Here's a video of what Trump said 4 years ago about racism versus what he said Tuesday night. Here it is.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is, you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question. It was very clear.
2016.
That question was also talked about in the form of groups. Groups. I want to know, which groups are you talking about? You have to tell me which groups. Ultimately, he got to the Ku Klux Klan, which obviously I'm going to disavow. And by the way, if you look on my Twitter account, almost immediately after the program, they were disavowed again. You know, it's amazing. When I do something on Twitter, everybody picks it up, goes all over the place. But when I did this one, nobody ever picks it up. Take a look at my Twitter account.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. Senator Rubin.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure, are you I'm prepared to do that.
Okay, so let's talk about that. It's the left shooting people and killing people.
Yeah.
And then it's Joe Biden trying to say that it's Trump causing it. I mean, this was just a disgusting display, Ollie.
It was, you know, in messaging, we call this framing, right? So they put Trump in this pen. So the first question was like, will you denounce white supremacists? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then he's like, will you denounce this and this? And he's like, sure. And then he cites two cities that the left has burned, looted, and murdered. I mean, absolutely insane. And then Donald Trump's like, okay, where are we going with this question? Because it seems like you're dragging me by the hook in the mouth, and you're not letting me answer the question. So I could understand that Donald Trump was honestly confused. I still wanted a stronger response, but there can be no doubt. And let's remember, just last week in Atlanta, I was invited by the president, and I couldn't go. On Friday, he unveiled the Platinum Plan, which was a plan to put $500 billion into the black community, and he designated the KKK and Antifa terrorist groups. So this didn't come out of nowhere. What Chris Wallace did in teaming up with Joe Biden was severely dirty. It was underhanded. It had nothing to do with journalism, nothing to do with informing the American public, and nothing to do with chilling violence out there, which is all the left.
I agree, but even though it was a train wreck, Telemundo, 66% agree with Trump. The CNN poll, Trump won. I mean, this is backfiring. Sure, it's annoying to watch, but I mean, I think people really saw how rigged this was.
Maybe. I mean, I could totally be wrong. You know me. I like being hard on our team, you know, in public and private. And so, you know, I got to handicap them a little bit. But look, that Telemundo poll was a Twitter poll that they put up on their station. So that's that. But, you know, I did watch that CNN clip where only one person thought Joe Biden won. And I had a lot of my friends who are moderates say I cut out after 20 minutes. So maybe people didn't even see the clip. But we know that the media is just going to do this occult repetitive spell where they say Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist, Biden survived, Biden survived, Biden survived. And that's what they want to do. They want to hypnotize the public.
I agree with you. Let's shift gears to one question Wallace asked that was important. He said, are your people going to cause a problem when the Democrats contest the election? And so everything's built around this, the 20th Amendment. For people that don't know, break down the latest on where you see all this is going.
I'm nervous. You know, I think that God does need to intervene to introduce some clarity the day after the election. I think that we have to blow out the Democrats. Everybody has to vote. Everyone has to be an election judge or a poll watcher. People need to sit in parking lots and watch. That's what I'll say. I'll say they need to watch because, I mean, there are shenanigans already going on right now. The Pennsylvania election, I don't know if you guys covered the news breaking out of there this morning, but I mean, it's a total crap show, to put it lightly. I mean, the Pennsylvania election is pretty much illegitimate. They started sending out 2 and 3 absentee ballots per person, and they're all aired. So now they're going to put out a third batch of ballots to people. It's insane what's going on in our election because the Democrats have put so much pressure on the Democrat postal unions and these federal judges to rig the rules and change the rules. So I'm really worried that we're not going to have an outcome. But if we get an outcome, even a day or two after Election Day, it's going to be because God intervened. And that's what I'm praying for. Because otherwise, Alex, we're in a race against time for the Electoral College that meets in early to mid December, and I think you're going to have Democrat governors who say, no, we're not sending our electors to the Electoral College. And then what does the House do? And what does the Senate do? And then does Nancy Pelosi declare herself Madam President January 20th? I mean, we're in some unconstitutional, shaky territory going forward.
Undoubtedly, 32 days. We're 32 days from the election, but we're 110 until inauguration, and the Democrats are saying they're going to contest when they lose, and they are. And so this is on. How does the president respond? How do we respond? Because as you said, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in several other states, Wisconsin, the judges are ruling, and the federal courts are agreeing that this can go on for months to push us into 20th Amendment territory, where if a president isn't seated by January 20th, 2021, the House of Representatives has a vote to create and seek the next president.
Sunlight is the best disinfectant. You know, Michelle Malkin loves saying that, and I agree. I think that what we got to do is we've got to watch these precincts where it's allegedly 95% Democrat or 98% Democrat and see what they're actually doing. We got to take out our cell phones. We got to put our body in physical spaces, and we need to catch their corruption because I'm convinced that even people who are duped in going with the left, if they are presented with evidence, clear, concise evidence that the Democrats are cheating on a systemic level, they will reject them and that will chill their plan. So what we got to do is we do have to catch them cheating. And this requires ordinary people who are used to being online activists or InfoWars listeners to actually get
exactly.
Off
and they're spinning that's illegal. But meanwhile, LeBron James gives 10,000 people to become, quote, poll workers. I think Trump should say, watch the polls. Everyone should go demand to be volunteers by law. They have to let you be a poll watcher and a poll worker. You just have to go through the sign up. But sure, what they're saying is federal violation is you tried to come and intimidate people. So they're misrepresenting and telling conservatives or pro-Trump populists or nationalists that we're not allowed to do this. No. They have to, by law, let you in as a, quote, a helper, an assistant, somebody that does that. But you just got to go through the process.
Right. And every state has different rules, so everyone should duck go go internet search what the rules are. Like, for example, in Pennsylvania, you have to be registered with the party, and in that county, a federal judge did not relieve rules where we wanted to put more poll watchers from outside the counties, but still within the state. So you have a problem even with the judges, but everyone needs to become a poll watcher. And if you're not a poll watcher, then get in that parking lot and see if you see anything and alert people. Use everything. Use Telegram. Use band.tv. Use Twitter. Use Facebook. Alert your fellow citizens. Let's all participate in this election, because when there's enough eyeballs on a situation, there's actually less violence. And I know what you're talking about. CBS News ran two different headlines. One, LeBron James wants 10,000 poll watchers, and then put out a headline saying it's a federal crime if you're a Republican and you want to watch the polls. I mean, it's an absolute joke. We're watching the death throes of corporate media, and God bless it, because we'll actually get our republic back, maybe.
Now, here are the two CBS headlines that totally contradict each other on the same website. After LeBron James' recruiting efforts, more than 10,000 volunteers have signed up to become poll workers. Meanwhile, same CBS website, Trump encourages supporters to independently monitor polling places, a federal crime. Notice it says independently.
Yeah.
So they play that game. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Oh, federal crime. They end the sentence. They actually stole some of what Donald Trump does. Is what he does is he reverses his sentences. So instead of saying it's a federal crime to blah, 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 he puts it at the end of the sentence, and it's really brilliant. So you can tell that the media is already trying to steal the tactics and invert these tactics against us, the patriots.
Holly Alexander, thank you so much for joining us. We have 50 seconds left. What else would you like to impart to viewers? I know you've got a big racism connection to Chris Wallace coming up tonight. I mean, we've got Joe Biden praising the KKK Grand Wizard as well.
Right, right. So I'm going to release some information on Chris Wallace, his dad Mike Wallace. I'm not letting Kamala Harris out of my sights and her racial appropriation she stole from real black people. And Joe Biden is very, very sick. We're going to release something that's going to shake this entire election here in the coming days or week or two. So I can't wait. And thanks for having me on, Alex.
Thank you. And please come to us. We're like great James O'Keefe to right after you release it. We want you first.
Absolutely.
Holly Alexander at Holly on Twitter. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy, father of Reaganomics, Treasury. He's joining us. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.